trio of pieces, Carol of the Bells. Let's take faces. You kind of have a little bit of a starring role in this. Most of us know from the Carol of the Bells, but you have to kind of put aside how you think it goes for this. Both in terms of words, since they're different words than the words we're used to, and also, of course, the whole thing is kind of all jazzed up. So the first thing that we notice is, we talked last time, for those of you who were here last week, we talked about swing rhythm, and this is yet another piece that has a swung eighth note or a swing rhythm. So when we look at the bass part there, it looks like it would be sort of even eighths, but instead we're going to sing but that's the basic idea. Let's take that basis. Fairly up to tempo. It's actually one of those pieces that I think is a little harder to sing. It's too slow. One, two, three. And you see that little line? You see that little line in the last note at the end of the system that is kind of going up? That's a little bit of a slide. This is the one time you get to slide. Most of the time I tell you no sliding from note to note. This time you get to slide. Wait a little longer, so you have did it. There's a little bit more time in between your did it. One, two, and three.
Happy birthday.
DS, I'll say yo. Anyway, let's just quickly see what's happening. What's happening, just for those of you who got a little bit left in the dust. At the top six, when we get there, we're going to flip back to the second page of the piece. You might need to sort of circle that because there's a lot going on visually on this page. Make a big circle around measure 13. That's where you're going back to, the top six, right? Everybody see how that happens? So the sopranos are, sopranos announces, oh, now all the girls sing, we know well, loudly they ring. You go back to there, okay? Then you continue along, everything is happy and good, until we get till the top, to the middle of five. From the second time through, we get to the middle of five, we skip the bottom, and we go to this ending there with the bullseye. Okay, everybody see where you're turning and flipping? Okay, good. Now that we've sorted that out, let's go back to measure 37, if you would please. That's at the bottom of five. Pretty good job with the swing. Every once in a while, we kind of lose the swing a little bit, and we go back to "Hark the bells, sweet summer bells, all in the swing." Mine's not that. Measure 37. Doing all this coda flip back business to the end. A one, two, and three. Can we see if we can fix that? Let's put some pitch back in. your parts at 13. So sopranos and alphas, it's going to be on you to really be on time. But you guys can help too by also being very clear, very rhythmic, like especially tenors, which seems like, oh, this is just a boring part. You're just kind of on these long notes. But you have to be really crisp and clear with those downbeats, okay? Here we go, measure 13. One, two, one, three.
And do the best we can. I know we are
but it's come just in the time we've been rehearsing it tonight, really starting to get that swing feeling. I think one thing that will help us at the beginning, one thing that will help all of us, all parts, I hear this in all parts, is to just take some of the weight out of it. It's very heavy and clumpy, and it's very hard to swing if you're doing that, right? We watch swing dancers, they kind of are on their tippy toes. So you have to be tipped on your tippy toes vocally. Here we go. Raise it. Show us how. One, two, three. Sure.